I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. One thing that 2020 taught us is that moving a huge chunk of the workforce out of the office and into the living room or garage or yurt can work. The COVID-19 pandemic forced the shift, but working from home is likely to stick with many of us well after the pandemic is over. It's also shifting work-related costs around. In the normally busy atrium of the massive state office building in downtown Juneau, it's the middle of the workday and pretty quiet. Most of the offices are dark. A security guard fills me in.
All the offices are closed.
Everything's closed.
Most of the levels will be closed off the cover.
In the building's garage, parking spaces are plentiful. State workers are mostly still working from home. You've probably heard a version of this line about one of the trade-offs.
You're saving up potentially office clothing. You just have to buy the top nowadays.
Brian Penner is the business manager for the Alaska Public Employees Association. It's a union that represents municipal workers, educators, and other government employees around the state. The union polled its membership about telework, and Penner says they got mixed responses. Some people appreciated the flexibility, plus saving gas and time by not commuting, or being able to care for a relative out of state while still working their job. Others had to spend a lot more on ergonomic furniture, phone and internet service, even printer toner. Everyone's situation varies. But on the whole,
I would say that the stay-at-home costs far outweigh the cost savings, especially in the winter. I mean, with home heating costs.
Penner says some offices are supporting or reimbursing for various work-from-home adjustments. Some aren't.
There's very little consistency across departments, divisions, even offices.
And a lot of workers aren't asking.
If they worry about their job, they probably don't want to stir the pot much.
Penner thinks, pandemic aside, the Dunleavy administration is keen on expanding telework options because of the savings to the state. In Juneau, for example, many buildings are heated with electricity from the utility AEL&P.
I think I probably spent 5 straight months without coming into the building at AEL&P.
That's Alec Mezdag, who directs energy services for the utility. He walks through a table of data comparing electricity use in 2020 to 2019. There's a clear shift from institutional customers to residential ones.
And that, you know, is kind of what we would assume when a whole bunch of people stop going into the office and instead start working from home.
Ralph Townsend is the director of the Institute of Social and Economic Research at the University of Alaska Anchorage. He says the pandemic forced workplaces to consider telework, but that trend was already happening.
I think the pandemic probably is more about accelerating a trend than fundamentally changing it.
Townsend figures that in the short run, yeah, there was a shift in costs to employees who were forced to work from home. But in the long run, he thinks it'll only be the workers who want to work from home doing it. From an employer's perspective, it opens a huge pool of potential employees.
You can hire people that perhaps you couldn't have hired before.
Some elected officials fear the trend will further disconnect state workers from the communities they serve. In Juneau, it's another flavor of capital creep. That's the gradual shift of the state bureaucracy out of Juneau and the impact to the local economy of losing those steady state jobs. In rural communities, where unemployment tends to run high, losing a local state job to telework has an outsized impact. Townsend says Alaska can be an attractive place to telework from as well.
It's going to go both ways. You'll have people living in Alaska working out of state and people out of state working in Alaska. And there are plenty of people who would like to be fat tire biking in the winter in Alaska and working in someplace else.
The Juneau Economic Development Council is actually working on getting remote work to cut in the capital city's favor. And it's got a campaign in the works called Experience Juneau. The idea is to attract and help people to temporarily live like a local in Juneau, especially in the tourism off-season, while they work out-of-town jobs. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.